I'm really glad you're here today, and we've got a couple guys from Wilkinsburg High School with us, which is just terrific. And we're going to talk a little bit about some of the things they're up to and into. I'm going to let each of them introduce themselves, and if you have any shout-outs, this is a great time to do it, too. But maybe just toss your name and, you know, the year you're in and anything else just to help folks understand who they're going to be hearing.
I'm Sean Stubbs. I'm a junior at Wilkinsburg, and I like to write poetry.
I'm Kevin Blackwell. I'm a sophomore at Wilkinsburg, and I like to play music.
One thing both of you have in common is you know exactly what to do on the radio, and that's because you both served as youth reporters over the summer and spent some time, I know, covering a council-led meeting, visiting the senior center, and it sounded like it was a pretty good summer. What was it like? I remember that council meeting. I was there for that first one, the community conversations. I can't remember the name of the church, but you guys were probably the youngest people there. There were people from all over the place, but you just made a beeline and started asking all these questions. What was that experience like?
It was like it taught us new things and stuff, but it also kept us up to date on things that were happening in our community and gave us ideas on how to fix them and stuff like that and our responsibilities in our community.
Yeah, do you remember anything specific that sort of struck you about, like, where action is needed? Or?
I don't think so, but...
Yeah, it might. I don't want to put you on the spot either. There were so many things. One thing that struck me is there must have been 10 different speakers that night. They just went on and on. And I also remember you played that night, Kevin. I think you played the organ that was there.
Yeah, I didn't even know I was going to be playing. John just told me to go up and go play.
Spontaneous, that's what it's all about, just jumping in. And Kevin's always up for performing. He's got a natural ability to captivate a crowd. So.
Absolutely. It's funny, when you play, Kevin, I've seen it twice now, you'll start playing and, like, at the end there's all these people around the instrument that you're playing. We saw that happen at Carleigh University during the YMAP Youth Media Advocacy Program presentation.
Yeah, that happens a lot because I just play so many instruments, and then when I play them, it's like I forget that I'm even around people sometimes. So it's just, I just be feeling when I'm playing and when I play it, people come around.
Yeah, they call that sometimes... being in the zone, you know, or a state of flow.
That's like, the magic of music.
Yeah, you just get it. It's, I have that experience here is, you probably lose track of time, right? You could start playing, and before you know it, like a couple hours has gone by, and it's like, what happened?
Yeah, there's been times where that happened to me. I'd just be playing. Like over the whole summer, I was practicing playing the guitar, was on the porch playing the guitar every day, all day. Didn't realize what time it was because I ain't had nothing better to do.
Yeah.
Just got better.
I'm always amazed at how it's like some activities an hour seems like 10 hours and other activities an hour seems like 10 seconds. So what all do you play, Kevin?
I don't know. I play the piano, the guitar, the baritone, the clarinet, the quads, the snare, the bass, drum. I play some other instruments that I don't really know the names to. Like, I know the bells and stuff.
Wow. So you're playing a lot of the percussion instruments, like probably what – I was a drummer in band and in the drum line, and we always called those the toys, you know, like the güiro and the claves and the tambourine and the all that stuff. So you're in – what are you playing in the drum line this year?
Normally I'm on the quads, like right after this. There's a game, our last game, and I'm going to be in the drum line playing the quads and air and stuff. So it's like different for different songs, depending on who's there.
So you'll play snare sometimes? Yeah. I played triples. There was a guy next to me playing quads. I played triples, and I was not good enough to play snare. I couldn't play fast enough. I went to Churchill, which got absorbed in the Woodland Hills. I can't remember if I told you this or not. We used to have drum-offs with kids in Wilkinsburg all the time, and we would go down and we would play opposite each other. Wilkinsburg always, I can say this now, but they always beat us. Wilkinsburg always had a better drum line than we did, but we had a lot of fun doing that. So what's your summer been like, Sean? Or your summer and early fall, I should say.
For the summer, I work for John over here, and I work for Ms. Jess at WIP, and I made a good bit of money. Learned a lot of things, and beginning of the school year has just been me trying to better myself and better my experience for the school year.
Yeah,
I've been playing like the guitar, learning from Kevin over here,
nice.
And John, writing poetry, trying to get better at drawing, practicing, stuff like that.
Yeah, you both are like triple threats, or even more than triple threats.
Yeah, they both are incredible visual artists.
Yeah, we basically just do all the same thing.
Yeah.
How long have you guys known each other?
Well, since I was in the seventh grade, I guess. So yeah. He is in eighth.
How'd you meet?
We went to the same school.
Yeah.
Just that school? Yeah, well, one of my very best friends I met in seventh grade, too. It's funny that actually, we met in gym class because we were both trying not to have to play. We were just kind of, we were off. They were, I forget what game they were playing, but we were way off in the background, like just hanging out because neither of us felt like playing too much. WIP, Wilkinsburg Youth Project, is a great program. And you worked with Jesse, you were saying, and anything unique come out of that experience?
I learned a lot about graphic designing.
Nice. Like software or like principles of it or?
A lot, just like different parts of it. It wasn't really like a lesson because we only had like a certain amount of time, but we went through and we got on the software and we did a few things. And then there were students there that already knew about it and they taught me some stuff.
That's great. It's great when it's amazing the way you learn now. You can learn like from watching a video, from friends, from just watching people. And you're talking about music, Kevin. I think, have you taken any formal music lessons or has it been pretty much self-taught?
No, I never took music lessons or nothing. Like, I was in a band and stuff. I am in a band. So I know a little bit about reading music, but I don't ever really read music. What I do is I go on YouTube and learn how to play the songs I want to learn how to play off of there. And that's just how I learn most of the instruments I play today.
See, I could never, that's one reason I wasn't a very good drummer, is I was always like counting the notes. Like they teach you like syllables to go with the notes, like one and a two and a three and a four. And I couldn't do like the really fast things like sextuplets. Because I couldn't count fast enough in my head. And I remember one day it suddenly dawned on me, you don't have to count them. You can just let your hands go. You don't have to like be thinking every note. But I was never really good at that. It was hard for me to do that. And I, watching you play, I sense that you are thinking about what you're playing, but you're not like thinking the way I was really obsessive. It's like I was thinking of every little note.
The thing is probably you is paying way too much attention to every little detail.
Yeah.
That's one thing that you don't do when you're playing. You're not supposed to pay attention to every little thing because if you do that, then you're going to get thrown off. It's like if somebody's teaching dancing or something and you're looking at them trying to copy their move, you're always going to be a second later because you're trying to copy them, but you're already half a step late, too late. So that's all it is.
Yeah. I know, Sean, you brought a poem or two. Would you like to, I don't know if you have one picked out or a couple?
I have one.
Okay. Would you prefer it have the music behind it, or would you rather it be quiet?
Quiet.
That's easy to do if you're just joining us. It's the Saturday Light Brigade. We have Kevin Blackwell and Sean Stubbs with us. John Binley is here, too. Kevin and Sean, both from Wilkinsburg High School.
This poem's called It's Only Me. And here I go. You see me, you hear me, but you just won't listen. A message delayed, awaiting reply. Looking, but not seeing. Just try. Made of bronze, seen as gold. Metal layers of hope and joy. The faith is faded. The love is shadowed. The fear is reflected. And the hate is respected. A life of fear, hate, love, and pride. Because the faith is faded, so pride is what's left. Love is shadowed, only seen in the dark. But fate, fear, and hate is served on platinum plates. You see me, I see you. But as I shake your hand, my hand meets the mirror first. And it's only me.
Yeah, really. That was amazing. How do you write? Do you, like, sit down and just find a quiet place, or what do you do?
I usually write when, like, everybody in the house is asleep and go downstairs, listen to some slow, sad tunes, and then that's when all the thoughts come. That's when I write. That's when I draw. That's when I practice the guitar. That's when most of the magic happens.
Who's in your house? Like, who's in your family?
My mom, my sister. My sister's son, and my brother was, but he moved in with my grandma.
So you got, how old's your, I guess, nephew?
Two.
Oh, gosh. So you've got a pretty noisy house until you get a chance to slow down. How about you, Kevin?
Well, I have, like, 5 brothers and 2 sisters, not all in the same house anymore. I have about 14 nieces and nephews. Like 15, one for each age, I guess.
Wow. And Sean's going to share another poem in a second. I think we'll close out with Sean's poem in a second or two. Are you writing? You're writing some songs too, right?
Well, I don't really write. I could.
Composing, I guess. Are you, like, when you play, are you making up your own tunes?
Like, I make up my own songs and stuff when I'm playing, like piano or guitar and stuff like that. But I don't really, like, actually write, like, literary write and all that stuff.
Yeah, like, literally sit and write. But you right. compose and, like, is there, yeah. have you, like, played much jazz? Or, like, what kind of forms do you like to play?
I'll play anything as long as I like the tune.
It's a good way to be. And I know, John, you've played with Kevin a few times, right?
Yeah, every Friday we have some free time between our YMAP Youth Media Advocacy Project class, and Mr. Strobel's been kind enough to let us crash the band room, so we play different songs. We do some, what were we doing, some Johnny Cash yesterday, and really anything. It's a fun way to share music that everybody's excited about and try to learn it together.
Well, if you go to pghyouthmedia.org, you'll see stories that both Sean and Kevin have written. And remember how I said that there are times when an hour seems like 10 minutes or when an hour seems like 10 hours? This is one of those times when the time we've had seems to have gone in an instant, because we're just about to the end of it for this time. I'd like to have you come back again sometime. I thought it'd be nice to close with a poem, another poem from Sean. But before we do that, Kevin, anything else you wanted to say or pass along?
I don't know. Well, work hard.
I don't want to put you on the spot. Working hard is a good thing. You both have been working hard. And Sean, before we get to your poem, anything else you might like to say?
My sister keeps calling me, and I'm reading my poem off my phone.
Oh, she's calling.
I hope she stops.
Okay. Yes. What's her name?
Lena.
Lena. Lena, wait a couple minutes. I'm glad you're listening. It's good, but I have something I want to say, which is thank you for coming here. I really appreciate it. It's can be a little nervous, you know, doing this sort of stuff, and I hope you'll come back again. I've really enjoyed getting to know both of you. It's almost been a year now, I think. So, Sean, take it away whenever you're ready.
All right. This one's called Reflections. And here I go. Eye to eye with one much like myself, all mistakes are shown, all scars still bleed, but of all things he feels real, forcing me to ponder upon his thoughts of me, thinking he's the one I should want to be, and he's the one I should want to impress. The one thing I had, which were scars and insecurities from all of the world, he seems to see through all the cover-ups that I show to all the people that don't really know me. Suddenly, I'm filled with anger and envy, for I wish I could be him, but no, I will never be. Like a canvas, my paint covers all his mistakes, make him look much like me, layering all his scars, showing no more blood. As time passed and his genuine soul and image got hidden beyond sight, he began to look more and more like me. Sooner rather than later, he was nothing more than a reflection of me, screaming to me, "You're lost, where are you?" Emotions growing from the pit of my heart. I longed to see him again, so I began to wipe the pain away. Layer after layer, emotions grew stronger. When all the paint was gone, he whispered, "You found us." Then I realized something. So I reveal all my mistakes. I rip off all the scabs of all my wounds. And soon I felt pure. And for he was once again my true reflection.
Thank you, Mr. Sean Stubbs, Mr. Kevin Blackwell. Hope to see you again soon. Wilkinsburg High School, way to represent yourselves and the school. John, thanks for bringing these guys to us today. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade.